What's happening, party people? It's your host of Tuesdays and Thursdays Leadership Sessions. I am Damian L. Butler. Welcome to the ride. We appreciate you joining us today for today's lesson. Thank y'all for joining us for the 5 good minutes. We appreciate your questions, appreciate your input. We thank you for helping us continue to grow and help everybody go to the next level. And in this journey of mentorship and, you know, me being the mentor you didn't know you had, you got a team of people that are thinking like you think, asking the right questions, getting the right answers, and moving in the right direction. So we appreciate you taking time to check us out, get that information across, and helping us add value and be a service to you. Today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about, some people call it self-care. Some people call it me time. Some people call it just doing what I need to do for myself. Today's question is, what have you done for you lately? What have you done for you lately? In all that we're working on, trying to go to the next level, putting all the skills together, being the leaders we need to be, being the person we need to be so that we can provide value, you know, and get to success once, twice, three times, over and over again. What are we doing for ourselves to make sure we stay focused? You know, how do we reward ourselves? How do we motivate ourselves? How do we discipline ourselves? How do we make ourselves accountable for all the things that we need to do? You know, when we go through this process, a lot of the success that we want to reach has to do with our careers, our jobs, or, you know, other people, you know, other things going on around us. But what is it that we do for ourselves to make sure that we are, you know, keeping that fire going? You know, burnout is a big deal. What are we doing to avoid burnout? What have you done for yourself lately? There's a lot of things that you can do. All work and no play, as the saying goes, makes you a dull person. All work and no play makes you a dull person. You know, part of our daily grind and some of the things that we talk about that we have to do on a regular basis to make sure we are continually growing is we have to work hard and play hard. And reward yourself. You know, what is it that you want to do to show your self-appreciation for being all that you can be? What is it that you're doing? What promises have you made to yourself? And if you haven't, let's sit down and think about ways to reward our hard work. Because we can't always look for an outward reward, because they're not always going to come. Some people don't take, they don't pay attention to what we're doing. They don't value the time and the work that we put in for ourselves, or the work we put in for them to make things happen. But what have you done for you? You know, you have to be your biggest cheerleader. You have to believe in this process that you're going through, you know, to make it worthwhile. Because if you don't, the process is going to fade and you're not going to succeed. And then instead of doing something to make yourself feel good, you beat yourself up because you feel like you quit. You feel like you let yourself down. You feel like all kinds of bad things, you know, whatever those bad feelings are that are going to weigh on you versus being able to reward yourself for a job well done. One of the things that I think I do for myself that I feel good about is being able to go play lacrosse every now and then. You know, there are leagues around that they have schedules, and I try to get on the schedule and play every week, you know, or every, you know, meet the schedule and keep the team going, but that doesn't always happen. So I'm usually the free agent that comes in every now and then and gets things done. Helps you out, helps you win, helps give a few people a couple of minutes off the field. But those few minutes that I give those people on the field makes me feel good. It gives me a chance to just relax. You know, as intense as lacrosse can be sometimes, you know, it is relaxing for me. afterwards, I kind of enjoy making a play or two, you know, maybe even shooting and scoring, you know, which rarely happens. But being able to chalk some time away, you know, take some time to go play. And if I can do it on a regular basis, that's even better. But being able to play every now and again, you know, is a treat that I give myself. I can't play all the time because there's work to be done. And, you know, there are areas that I need to focus on a little bit more than getting on the lacrosse field. But having that space or just making that time is something I do for myself. And in playing the game, I have to buy equipment. So, you know, every now and then I'll buy myself a nice piece of equipment, a new helmet, you know, some new shoes, a new stick, whatever it may be. Something that, you know, I feel like I've done what I need to do. I have, you know, the funds to do it. I have the time to go play, to use it and make it all worthwhile. So I you know, create some time for myself to go play, to enjoy that time. And it's also a workout. You know, I break a sweat, you know, I'm breathing a little heavy, you know, I'm not working out as much as I want to. That may be something I need to add to the list to, you know, answer the question, what have you done for you lately? You know, get in the gym a little bit more. But I can create those spaces and those times, and I get to relax and have some fun. Like I said, I buy myself a gift every now and then to go into the lacrosse game. But what is it that you're doing for yourself? What are those ideas? What do you look forward to? What kind of fun are you having? What kind of rewards are you giving yourself? Because you are working hard. You're doing the thing. You know, you're going from level to level, step by step. You're making an impact in your environment. People are being changed by your leadership. You are influencing. One word definition of leadership: your influence is impacting the people around you. Because you've been consistent, you've been disciplined, you're doing the things that you need to do, you're staying focused, all that good stuff. Round of applause to you. But what have you done for you lately? You've impacted all these folks. You've done a lot of good things for other people. What have you done for you? It's time to pencil in some time on a calendar. Pick a day. Pick a few hours of that day to say, this is what I'm going to do. And lacrosse isn't the only thing, but it's one of the funner things I do on a regular basis. Sometimes it can be go to the movies, read a book that has nothing to do with anything that's going on, just read a nonfiction, such and such, whatever. Whatever the activity is that you like, do it for you. And do it often. Work hard, play hard. Who's in your inner circle? Who are the people that you go to have fun with? You know, are you isolating yourself with all the work that you have to do, and you're going and everything is a, you know, a solo dolo project where it's just you? You need to get some more people involved. You need to get some people that know how to have fun, know you well enough to have fun with you, and y'all have a ball. Because you need some people. You need some people to do some things for you just like you do for other people. And it doesn't always have to be somebody buying you a gift, taking you out, spending money, just spending some time and giving you some energy because you've been giving it to other people. What have you done for you lately? Your inner circle is a big piece of how all this thing comes together. Your inner circle is going to make sure you take time for yourself. Your inner circle is going to make sure you give to yourself. Your inner circle should be given to you. Emotionally, you know, in a lot of different ways. You have to connect with other people so that you can get that iron sharpens iron type of feedback, that type of moment. You get better by the environment, you know, and the company that you keep. The lacrosse team is cool. You know, great people on the lacrosse team I get to talk to and learn from. Just going out and playing, it's fun, but it's even funner when there's somebody else there to enjoy it with. what have you done for you lately still comes down to being able to build those relationships. We talk about the three skills quite a bit. Communicate, build relationships, and be accountable. The relationship is strengthened. The relationship is strengthened by your accountability. Both of you all going in and pushing forward and making sure that each person is gaining something from each other's presence. Doing something for yourself should include other people, other like-minded people that are focused and moving in the same direction as you. You all should be lifting each other up, supporting each other, and making some things, happen for each other. When you have a consistent flow of energies back and forth, great things happen. Who's in your inner circle? Identify them. Let them know that they're your inner circle, because sometimes y'all work so hard or y'all are moving, in the right direction, y'all don't say it enough. And you assume things. Don't make assumptions. Just say, hey, I appreciate you being in my inner circle. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you being with me on this journey. You being here is making me better. That relationship is going to be key to your success. But being focused on what you are doing for each other is going to help you out. Because now you don't have to worry about, am I wasting someone's time or am I providing value? Your self-esteem is going to be boosted a little bit because of the energy and the effort you give to someone else. But you need to receive that same energy and effort. What have you done for you lately? Focus on yourself. Pick up your calendar. Circle a day. Make a choice to do something you want to do. Make sure it's something that's not related to work. This has to be something fun. Because you're doing the work. You're working hard. I get it. I got it. It needs to be done. But make sure you're having some fun. Make sure you're having some fun. Make sure you're doing something to make yourself smile. What is going to bring you joy? I'm not really worried about what's going to make you happy right now, because happy is temporary. Where does your joy rest? Find that. Keep that going. Because in addition to our five river rocks, of course, we got faith, family, folks, fidelity, and fortitude. We still have love, joy, and integrity. Joy is important. Joy is extremely important because that's what's going to drive you oftentimes. The happiness and all that stuff is going to come. Happiness is fleeting. Joy is eternal. Where is your joy? Find it. Spark it. Make it work. Sit back and look and answer the question. This is what I've done for me lately. And this is when I'm going to do it again. What have you done for you lately? Sometimes we have to unplug and take care of me. Because I can't serve anybody else if I'm not together. I can't influence you in a positive way if my life is in shambles. I don't have a positive impact if I got a bunch of negative energy. Make sure you're scheduling time to check in with yourself. Make sure you're scheduling time to do what you need to do to take care of you. And make sure the people around you are aware of it as well. Because if everybody is constantly pulling and not putting, giving you energy or giving you help, it's a one-way street. And that relationship is going to end. And it may not end well because somebody's going to be tired. And that somebody is probably going to be you. Make sure you have time to take care of you. What have you done for you lately? Now, you may not play lacrosse. You may think that's the silliest idea ever. Go play basketball. Go hit a golf ball. Go take a tennis ball and hit it against a wall for a little while. Go take a swim. Go take a bike ride. Go take a walk. Or just go sit and meditate. Put on some nice, quiet music. Take a deep breath and get things going. Go lift some weights. Go run a mile or 26. Whatever it may be, take time for you to make sure your emotional tank, your physical tank, all that stuff needs to be filled. And the only person that can fill it is you. The next time we ask the question, what have you done for you lately? Let's make sure we have an answer. Take some time to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. Leaders need this space so they can continue to impact the environment, continue to grow, continue to help others, and we have a successful organization. Make time for you. Make sure you follow through with that time. Don't just put it on the calendar and forget about it. Don't give it away. Make sure you guard that time. Know for sure that you are doing something for you purposely so that you can continue to grow, continue to go to the next level, continue to be the person we need you to be. You cannot serve from an empty dish. Make sure you are getting what you need so you can be successful too. That's all I have for you now. More questions. Let's figure out some answers. What have you done for you lately? Take time to answer it. Take time to do it. I guarantee you, you will be better for it. Thank y'all for your time. I always appreciate you checking in, always being here and dropping a line, let us know what skills we need to continue to work on so that we can continue to go to the next level. We're going to work on our value system. We're going to work on our skills to succeed. We're going to work on building our relationships and being accountable to the process. This is your host, Damian L. Butler. Thank you for tuning in to Tuesdays and Thursdays Leadership Session. Don't forget to check us out on the socials, Instagram and Twitter at TheManifestOne. You can reach me directly on Twitter at Damian L. Butler or on Instagram at Pizza Lax Leadership. Shoot us a note, let us know what's happening. Ask us some questions. Tell us how you feel about the show. If you have not subscribed, please do so. Share it with your friends and let them know that I am the mentor you did not know you had. We're going to help you go from where you are to where you want to go. Until next time, I'm Damian L. Butler, and I'm out.